Never be afraid to raise your voice for honesty and truth and compassion against injustice and lying and greed. If people all over the world would do this, it would change the earth. And this week's opening quote comes from William Faulkner. Welcome to Surviving the Matrix, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Maxwell Egan. It's a pleasure to be with you once again, and I will be your host for the next hour. Well, surprise, surprise, folks, I am back in Australia at my home in the hills near Byron Bay. Well, near the New South Wales and Queensland border anyway. I have vacated the area I was in the Amazon rainforest due to circumstances beyond my control. And here I am back in Australia. It was just calling me. There were things happening in Peru that were really not suited to me relaxing and working on new films or getting my focus on anything, really. Weird jungle nasties that come out of the jungle sometimes and do nasty things. And I really needed somewhere to unwind after the last 11 months of intensive travel, and my home was beckoning me, and so, bang, there I was on a flight, and now I'm back in Australia. And it's actually really good to be here. And it was a quite mind-expanding event, actually, to have gone through such trouble to get to Peru and then to have been confronted with such an emotionally and physically challenging situation and then to have to hightail it out of there and find some high ground somewhere was really a very sobering and very revealing event for me. It was something very revealing in my life. It was very emotionally revealing, and it helped me come back to reality a little bit and get a little bit more grounded in my emotions, and it helped me to understand a little bit more of what others are going through out in the real world and why some people find it so difficult to cope with whatever situation they happen to be in, why people find it very difficult to cope with the global situation. And it certainly grounded me and brought me back to a far more sober view of reality. I've never really understood people suffering anxiety attacks or finding situations too stressful for them to deal with. I've always been able to see a way out of situations. I've always been able to view situations from a third-party perspective. But the situation that I found myself in the Amazon was a situation where I was almost on the verge of an anxiety attack for 3 or 4 days. And this is how I was living my life. And I got to a point where I simply couldn't cope. What I was dealing with there was actually some flesh-eating parasites. So it's kind of comforting to know that that's what it takes to get me to suffer anything that might seem like an anxiety attack. But I got to a situation where the only way I had to calm myself was to leave the area and to find some sort of a comfort zone where I could gather my thoughts. It was just a weird one for me, folks. I mean, I've done some pretty remarkable things in my life. I've lived on the outside of society most of my life. I've lived in homeless shelters. I've lived in a storm drain. I put nails through my feet, nails through my fingers. I've been deep into the jungle. I've traveled to strange countries, almost died from exotic diseases. I've dealt with wild animals, snakes, anaconda, poisonous snakes, poisonous fish, venomous frogs, malaria-bearing mosquitoes, bot flies, meningitis. I've crawled through the tunnels into Gaza. I'm quite happy to do that. I can face off against Hamas. I can face off against Israel. I don't back down to the government. I question authority in everything that I do, and I've always stood my own ground. But when it comes to putting myself in a jungle situation surrounded by flesh-eating parasites, well, I kind of had to draw the line at the flesh-eating parasites. It's not something that I really figured would be beneficial in my life. I couldn't see the need to face off against these things. I couldn't see the point of it being any type of manhood initiation ceremony or anything. I just couldn't see that I had anything to benefit by engaging in any type of personal combat with these things. But yeah, an interesting situation, folks. Microscopic flesh-eating parasites that like to crawl in under your toenails and burrow into your skin and lay their larvae. It was quite confronting. And not only confronting, but having a few of these things lodge themselves in my toes and having their removal to be some of the most painful experiences of my life, I just decided it was time to move on for a little while. It's all being rectified now while I'm away, but it was a very confronting situation to find myself in, especially after 11 months of travel, and so now I am back in Australia. And As usual, we have all sorts of things to deal with. The powers that believe they be just do not stop this push forward for total control that they've been working on for so long. The latest tool in their arsenal to squash the masses seems to be the vote on net neutrality that has just taken place. They've decided to squash net neutrality. It's not good to keep things fair. They should give the corporations full control over everything and squash everybody else. Destroy any creative potential that people have, destroy entrepreneurship, destroy freedom, and do everything they can to make sure those at the top stay at the top, and anybody with any good ideas that is coming up is forced to swim against the current or sell an arm and a leg in order to get the current to ease just a little bit. That's kind of what net neutrality is about, folks. It's about the people at the top deciding that they will take the freedom away from everybody else and control what people can or cannot view on the internet. That's basically what it comes down to. A truly disgusting move, and something that we definitely should not be allowing to happen. We should not be approving of these companies doing this. We should be boycotting the companies that are pushing this. And naturally, it is the FCC pushing it as well, the good old FCC, which wants to destroy everybody. The FCC is the company that is pushing out the 5G network, isn't waiting for the guidelines, really does not care what damage they do to humanity. It's all about profit. And the destruction of net neutrality is a very, very good example of that, because, of course, it's all about profit. This, of course, is riding on the back of the fake news meme that was recently created as well. This is what gives them the excuse to do all this sort of stuff. You know, the fake news meme, the political correct movement, all the stuff that they're doing, the social justice warriors. It all points to the same thing, folks. It's all about squashing free speech. It's squashing anybody who's coming up, controlling anything that happens, making sure we get the real news to you. We don't want anybody putting any ideas in there that aren't approved by the networks, after all. And there's been so much effort to create fake news recently, since the advent of Pizzagate and all the stuff that came along with it, the whole fake news meme that was created. Now we've seen a huge outflow of fake news. If you go and look on YouTube or look on many sites, you'll see all this talk about all these indictments and all this stuff going on behind the scenes, the way the deep state is playing all these moves and Trump is playing 4D chess and all this stuff that's going on, all completely fake. None of this is happening. It's just all complete rubbish to keep people distracted, keep them entertained, and to promote the concept of fake news. I mean, sure, you'll probably see a few low-level arrests and a bit of theatre and a bit of this and a bit of that just to play it and just to keep it going, just to promote the concept for the independent media so that they can still follow this and think it's something that's a lot bigger than what it actually is. But ultimately, it's just fake news. You can't have a fake news meme without then creating fake news to go along with it, because then it makes anybody bringing out real information and trying to alert you to the 5G grid or the AI system or any of the stuff that we talk about on the shows here, well, this all gets lumped into this same concept of the fake news that we're seeing about Trump and the deep state and QAnon and all of this sort of rubbish that is being fed to people, the spy novel version of reality that is always pushed. There's always 4D chess going on with the white hats behind the scenes. I mean, we've been hearing this stuff for years, folks. Thousands of ninjas, remember? There are thousands of ninjas implanted in governments all around the world. They're going to take out the bad guys when it all comes down to the wire. We were told this a few years ago as well. We were told that we're all going to ascend in 2012. I mean, come on, folks. There's so much going on to distract us, and so much to promote this whole concept. And what it's all leading to is the end of net neutrality and the censorship of the internet. You have to create the fake news meme for this to happen. And you couple this with the recent terror events and the necessity for everything to go smart just to protect us against terrorism. This is why we need self-driving cars and the smart grid and all of this sort of stuff. It's all leading towards the same thing, ladies and gentlemen. Net neutrality, digital currency, the smart system, 5G, it's all part and parcel of the same thing. And this is something that I've been warning about for quite a while, folks. I did a show a couple of years ago called A Plea for Sanity where I spoke about this. And recently I did a show entitled Pizzagate, Watch the Misdirection, where I warned that this whole fake news meme was being created and it was all going to lead ultimately towards internet censorship if we were not very, very careful about what we were doing. And what we're seeing, folks, is a situation where we are basically being maneuvered into a point where we're basically going to be removed of all our internet freedom if we're not very, very careful. It's been a very clever play, but it's been a very predictable play. But unfortunately, too many people didn't listen and have actually gone along with it, and it's all being led in the same direction. It all is being done to bring about the same result, which, as I said, is the end of internet freedom, the end of free speech, and the loss of net neutrality. This is what it's all about, folks. It's about taking the rights and the freedom away from anybody and basically controlling the flow of traffic, controlling the speed of the internet so that major sites such as Comcast or Google or Facebook or whatever get massive amounts of bandwidth. But if you're starting off a new startup company or a new site or some new idea you want to get out there and just put it up there and be up there on the internet with everybody else, you know, we could always just open a website and put our ideas up there and we're up there with everybody else. It doesn't matter how big you are, you still get to say what you want to say because we still get freedom on the internet. Well, the net neutrality vote is about to change all that so that sites like my site, thecrowhouse.com, you'll find it will become very, very slow. They'll narrow the bandwidth so it'll take ages for it to load and people won't want to go there because they just can't get there. They prefer to go to Netflix or CNN or one of the major sites because it's easy for them to get to, especially with 5G coming out. Everything's going to be lightning fast, except all of what they deem to be fake news, basically anything that speaks out against the government. Anybody that doesn't pay the correct corporate fees will have their traffic slowed to a virtual standstill and their message simply won't get out to the people on the internet. This is how they destroy freedom of speech, and it's how they destroy entrepreneurship. They make sure that those at the top stay at the top simply because nobody else gets any bandwidth. It's a very bad move, folks, and it's what they're planning on doing now. So if you are a fan of thecrowhouse.com, a fan of any of the stuff that I've put out there, I'd say now is the time to get this information. If you want to keep any of the shows that I've done or keep any of the films that I've done, I've said it before, but you really should download what you want to keep and put it on a hard drive somewhere so you've got access to it, because I think that access is soon about to change. And I know I've said that before, but it's just the way it is, folks. We've been waiting for this to happen for a while, and it appears that they're going to roll it out. Now, I mean, there's going to be lots of protesting this. Of course, people will vote against it, and people will hopefully try to get it squashed, but the powers that believe they be have been attempting to push this for a while. Giants like Google, Facebook, FCC, these companies really want to change net neutrality. They want to make sure they maintain control. And when we think about this, folks, you think of the company such as the FCC or the company such as Google or the company of Facebook. Really, it isn't the company. It's the people in the companies that want the control. These are human beings. They're not just companies. There's four or five people sitting on a board of directors that wants to control what billions of other people can or cannot look at. That's what it's about. It's the same as all this political correctness and social justice warriors and everything we're seeing as well. This is a handful of people that want to control what everybody else thinks and want to create a world where nobody ever gets offended ever again, as if that's going to happen. This is some fantasy world that they're trying to cook up. That is a complete impossibility. I mean, imagine going through life never being offended by anything. How would you ever learn anything? But anyway, this is what they're trying to create. Of course, they don't really want people learning anything. They want people to be controlled and told what to think. And it all leads towards the same agenda. But you need to make a lot of noise about this, folks. If net neutrality changes to what they want it to change to, which they've just voted to change it, I mean, we have lost the battle at this point. They are going to do it. Unless we make noise and prevent them from pushing it forward, they are going to do it. So get involved, folks, and don't let this happen. Get involved in your life. Realize that we all need the internet. The internet is there for all of us. It's not just there to control people. It's not just there to make sure those at the top stay at the top. And they're about to control the flow of information into everybody's lives with these bills. So get involved and pay attention to what is happening. Yeah, there's a good cause for you social justice warriors. You want some real social justice? Well, how about you get out there and go into bat for some social justice on the internet? You're worried about white males and patriarchy. Well, what about your freedom of speech? What about those white males and patriarchy in government, which aren't all white males and patriarchy, by the way? Many of them are black males, black females, and females in general. who are all voting to take your freedom away. How about you get involved in that and forget about the gender rubbish and forget about whether they're white or black or female or male and just realize that people at the top are about to take your freedom away, and that is a social justice issue you could actually do something about because it is one that affects you. And there are other issues that are real social justice issues as well. If these people actually felt like combating problems in the real world, it might be useful. You know, we've got governments in the UK putting spikes on the steps of shops now, so homeless people can't get any shelter from the rain on anywhere where there's a step. We've got robots being sent out in society in the United States now to go and scare homeless people away. How about you go into bat for some of these things? How about you bring about some social justice on the ground in the real world whereby we have some acceptable social standards whereby homeless people get looked after and not treated like trash, whereby we have people out there saying we need to feed the stray dogs and move the homeless people along so they can go live in the forest and in the drains? How about you do something like that? That would be a good social justice issue for you to take on, rather than going out there and shouting down anybody who believes there aren't 34 genders and that a male is a male and a female is a female. Get a grip on reality and put your energy into something that's actually worthwhile, because you're about to lose access to all of your freedoms because of your closed minds and your failure to act on any real issues. So that's my little message for the social justice warriors. They really are sickening people, folks. And these social justice warriors are even affecting the independent media now as well. I just got attacked by a moron again on Facebook the other day, the same moron that attacked me a few months ago, claiming that I'm a CIA agent who promotes pedophilia simply because I've had a few glasses of ayahuasca. This idiot is now saying that Cambo gets you high and is also part of a CIA agenda. I've seen Cambo do some incredible healings with people, get them off drug addictions, get them off alcohol, cure thyroid problems. I mean, I've seen some remarkable results from this medicine, and it's a medicine that is horrendous to take. It's a very, very uncomfortable experience and most certainly does not get you high. But this is what we're getting, folks, even from the independent media. We've got social justice warriors taking it upon themselves to go out and spread disinformation about everybody that they can, rather than facing the real issues and doing anything to combat this oncoming control grid, doing anything to combat net neutrality, anything to speak out against AI, anything to speak out against the smart system, just not doing anything but promoting distrust, distraction, infighting, and making sure that people are kept busy defending themselves rather than being able to have the time to address this oncoming slavery system that is locking itself down so very quickly. People really do need to start paying attention to their surroundings, folks. They really do. I mean, I know a lot of people out there listening to the show are paying attention to your surroundings. We all know what's going on. But it just blows my mind to see the amount of distraction, the amount of infighting, and the amount of people just running around chasing their tails. And I think a lot of it is because of people's impotency against the system. People have been speaking out against the system for so long and they're not really seeing any change. And so now the only way they're able to get energy is by attacking those around them. And it's just a ridiculous state of affairs. You know, we're all bending over getting shafted while we're fighting amongst ourselves about who's holding the pole. You know, changes to net neutrality affects you. It affects every single man, woman, and child out there. Anybody who uses the internet, it affects every single one of you. The AI grid affects every single one of you. The 5G system affects every single one of you. People don't realize, you know, they're worried about airport scanners. When the 5G grid comes into play and we have these millimeter waves everywhere, it will be like we're all living inside an airport scanner all the time. It's the same stuff, millimeter waves. It's the same frequencies. And they've got to put these poles everywhere. Every couple of hundred meters, they've got to put these poles because they're such short waves that we need to saturate the entire area in 5G bandwidth. That's why there's so many poles going up and so many relay stations going up everywhere. The whole thing is about control. These new towers that are going up around the place in the United States, these big control towers that they're putting in on highways and things, bizarre looking things. The stuff they're doing here in Australia, the smart poles and the new systems they're rolling out here, it's absolutely horrendous. the changes to the social system we're seeing here, all the social justice rubbish, all the political correctness that they're bringing in, the need to acknowledge 34 genders. I mean, you can defend your right to want to be a cross-gender, bisexual, part male, part female, paleo, vegan, neon blue, Thomas the Tank Engine, post office box if you want to be. That's what it's got to. I defend my right to be a transsexual plum pudding who only sleeps on Thursdays. And if you don't agree with me and accept my right to be that and address me by the title that I have constructed for myself, I will take legal action against you and have you sued or thrown in jail or terrorized and beaten up by men in blue. Well, actually, no, men in black Kevlar now who carry deadly weapons and say that they're doing all of this stuff to protect society. That's the degree of stupidity we're facing in society now. And everyone's arguing about all this stuff like it actually means something to defend yourself against wanting to be something that you're not, while all of this other smart grid and 5G grid and AI system and loss of net neutrality, all this stuff is being rolled out underneath while people are so busy being kept squabbling about every single little nuance of their personality and being taught that they must not feel anything and they must not ever be offended by anything and they must not ever offend anybody. In other words, just don't think about anything other than what we tell you. It's incredible, and people are just going along with it. So a little bit of focus would perhaps be good from some of these people. You know, all of these little silly side issues that are all put there just to keep us doing this, just to keep us fighting, just to keep us squabbling amongst ourselves rather than looking at what's going on around us. You know, we have a real opportunity here to address this if we could just get a little bit of focus. And that's something that I've been suggesting for a long time now. You know, the problem is that, like I say, people want a game plan, but there is no game plan apart from you not complying with what is happening, not complying with the smart grid, not complying with the system, not complying with the need for infighting, not complying with all the division that everybody is promoting. Stop squabbling amongst yourselves. For God's sake, people, stop squabbling amongst yourselves. Stop arguing over your belief systems. Stop looking at different rabbit holes and trying to point the finger at everybody else and realize that we are the ones that are holding the system up. And as soon as we choose to stop complying with it, the system falls apart. The system breaks down. You know, all the people that are speaking out against the system as well and wanting to bring the government down and bring the financial system crashing down and all the things they want to do, we don't want any of that, ladies and gentlemen. We don't want to destroy society. What we want is some honesty and some transparency. What we want is people that are going to manage infrastructure in a responsible way. I mean, if you want to bring down this system, you want to crash the financial system, you want to do all this stuff, sure, we don't like the fiat currency, we don't like the way things are run, we don't like the fact that we all have to pay to be alive, we don't like the fact that we're all living in a state of constant debt, we don't like the fact that there is no mutual respect for society, there is no mutual respect of each other. At least respect people enough not to insult them anyway, at least respect people enough to let them have a normal day without you interfering with it. You know, I'm not asking you to revere people, but at least give people the basic respect to leave them alone and to let them just get on with their life. If we could just do that, perhaps we'd get somewhere. But we don't need to destroy the system. We don't want to destroy the system. What are the options if we destroy the system? The system comes crashing down and what? It's just every man for himself and we go back to living in caves without electricity and we don't have any of the stuff that we're used to having. We don't have any of the social structure at all. Is that what everybody wants? I don't think so. What we want is honesty and transparency in government. What we need to do is remember what government is supposed to be, which is supposed to be people who are elected into positions of responsibility to responsibly manage infrastructure for the people. And they're not doing that. But we have infrastructure here. We need it. We want to keep the infrastructure. We want it managed properly so we can just get along with our lives and reach our creative potential, whatever that may be. And that doesn't involve us being limited in what we can or cannot look at, what we can or cannot think about, what we can or cannot say, what ideas we can or cannot espouse, what beliefs we can or cannot have. I mean, sure, if you want to believe something, believe it. It doesn't affect me, but just don't force it on other people because then it does affect me. Especially if you're trying to force it on me. You know, why can't we just have that type of mutual respect for people and realize that everything that we're facing that is bad in our lives is stuff that we hold up And we don't want to destroy the system. We just want honesty and transparency. We want something that's going to work for everybody. And that doesn't mean watching the whole thing crash and burn like some doomsday prophet or some doomsday mechanism, some weird sense that we have of the only way that we're ever going to get anything good or anything great is going to happen is if this whole system crashes and burns and we rise like a phoenix from the ashes. But I put it to you, is there anybody out there who has the potential to make that happen, to see that phoenix rise from the ashes? Because if this system does crash and burn, it's not going to be anything rising from the ashes except a lot of really burnt people. They're going to rise up and they're going to have no real life skills left. Because social justice warriors in this corrupt political and education system took all those life skills away from them. So what we need is a little bit of focus and a little bit of common sense in what we're dealing with here. We need to stop squabbling amongst each other and really step back and look at what the real issues are here and how we can deal with these issues. You know, a mass day of non-compliance, a mass boycott of anything the government tells you to do, just put your tools down and stop and turn and face these people and say, hey, we've had enough. We see through your plans now and we're not doing this anymore. If we were to do that, we would change the world in a day. We don't need all this infighting. We don't need to identify ourselves as one of 150,000 genders and shout down anybody who won't call us by our chosen title and think that that actually means something. We need to really look at what is being rolled out and what is going on here and who is controlling things and how this control works and what we really want for a future. Because we don't want this system to crash and burn. We don't want to see the financial system just collapse the way it looks like it's going to do. I mean, sure, we don't want it to remain the way it is. We want a better financial system, but we don't want it to just crash and burn. Because if it does just crash and burn the way it looks like it's going to, then it's going to put a lot of people in hardship. And if this whole system does crash and burn, a lot of people are going to suffer. And that is not what this is about. And that has never been what this is about. And that has never been one of the goals. We just need to really step back and think about what is going on here. And people need to step back and think about what they've been doing and get a little bit of focus and look at what the ways out of this mess may be. Because there are ways out, folks. And hopefully people will see that. You know, as I've often said, there's opportunity in all crisis. And sometimes it isn't until people are in a state of crisis that they see these opportunities. But this is a real opportunity for real solutions. And the real solution is non-compliance. It really is. Anyway, I think we've reached break time here, folks. I'll leave it there for now and we'll go and have a break. Thank you for joining me on the air today. It's always a pleasure to have your company. And I'll speak to you again in a few minutes. Don't go away. And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, so I'm back in Australia, as I mentioned near the start of the show. It's been a bit of a struggle to actually get this show out for you. Very, very pressed for time. And it's been very much a last-minute effort to get it to the station by airtime, so I apologise for the kind of scattered nature of the topics on the show today. Again, it's just another free thought flow. I don't have anything planned for the show, but there's so much going on in the world today that there's never really a shortage of things to talk about. It's just figuring out where the head is going to go and where the conversation is going to flow to. And there's always so much other stuff to distract us and so much other stuff to keep us busy. And that includes the independent media and most certainly includes me lately. I'm sure that's a lot of the reason why I get attacked so much lately. I seem to be suffering a lot of attacks since I've been speaking out against the 5G grid. And I've noticed it to be quite a concerted effort, almost down to the degree of gang stalking. I find that to be very telling as well. It certainly helps me know that I'm on the right path. And I'd also like to send out a huge thank you to those people who, through all the attacks, continue to send me such supportive emails. It is really, really gratifying to get such kind words from people. And I cannot thank you enough for the support that you continue to show me through all of this. You know, you always know that we're getting close to the bottom of things when the attacks come out, folks. And it's certainly happening now. And it's happening against everybody as well with the advent of net neutrality. You can see how this is being swept across the board now. You know, it isn't just me. It isn't just certain elements within the independent media. It's going to be anybody who does not comply with the system, anybody who does not think within the box that they want to construct for you. And anybody who doesn't toe the line with the big corporations, of course, you'll be able to get around net neutrality by getting yourself on a server with Comcast or a server with Google or a server with one of the big companies that controls all the bandwidth. But by doing that, they will also control all of your content. And of course, you'll have to pay through the nose to get on that network anyway, because that's the way they do it. You know, they'd make the prices very, very high for their communications networks, and so that squeezes out any small businesses, it squeezes out any small people such as you or I who simply wish to have a website and get our voice out there and say what we wish to say. It squeezes out all entrepreneurship, it squeezes out anybody wishing to have their voice heard or make a mark in the world or be basically facing the world on an even keel, on a level playing field with everybody else. Because that's what net neutrality does. It gives us an even playing field whereby suddenly the little people who live in the suburbs can be just as loud a voice as someone like Comcast or someone like CNN or someone who has much larger financial resources. It doesn't matter about having financial resources on the internet. If you've got something to say, you can still put your voice out there and say it. But with these changes to net neutrality, that won't happen because you won't have the finances to be able to get your voice out there. And if you try to do it on a little website, well, you simply won't have the bandwidth and people won't get to see the information. That's how they do it, folks. That's how they control things. And that's what this is all about. And that's why it affects everybody. And that's why we need to get involved in this. And again, this is something we've seen coming for a long time. This has been on the table for many, many years now. We've been talking about it for many years. It's just that now they've just thrown it onto the table and approved it and passed it, and it's just gone ahead right while people weren't looking, of course, leading up to Christmas. They always do it around this time of the year, folks. You really got to watch what these people are doing, and it's always this time of the year they pull these sorts of things. Watch what happens in the Middle East over Christmas as well. Watch what happens around Gaza. They started bombing Gaza the other day. Again, this is what they do. So watch what happens around this time of the year, folks. There's all sorts of things that happen to distract us and all sorts of things that they roll out under the carpet while people are looking in the other direction. And when you look at net neutrality and how it's all been played, folks, you can see how the fake news meme has played right into this. I mean, people out there in the suburbs, General John and Harry, who live in that world and live in the Matrix and get their information from CNN and Fox, will all think that this change to net neutrality regulations is a good thing. Because, oh my God, look what we saw because of fake news. We saw this pizza shop being raided. We saw all this information being presented, all this hate information about Hillary Clinton, all none of which could be true, and all of this sort of stuff. It's all been presented in that way. All the stuff that's going on now about Donald Trump and the deep state and all these mass arrests and QAnon and all of these things, all the flat earth stuff, all of the stuff that's been presented, this entire fake news cycle has all been constructed in order to bring about approval for these changes to net neutrality within the minds of the general population. That's what it's always been about. This is what I've been attempting to warn people about for many years, that this is where we were going if we did not stop this infighting and did not stop all this mixing of real information with disinformation, which is what so many people have done. You know, there's been so many undercover operatives on YouTube, so many people that have been gone out there to tell you that everything is fake, everything is this, everything is that. The amount of people that received hate mail for daring to say they had people shot, you know, relative shot or whatever in Las Vegas, who probably did exactly have that. They probably had relative shot, but they received hate mail for saying so because of fake news that was out there saying, oh, it's all fake, it's all fake. And this is the way they've done it, folks. They've made sure that people who are involved in real events get vilified, get hate mail, get all sorts of stuff happen to them. So these people go out and influence their friends. I mean, think about it. It's a perfect plan. Of course, that's the way you're going to do it. If you want to get the general population to not believe what the independent media says, then you need to get the independent media to attack certain areas of the population so that these people in turn will hate the independent media and do everything they can to convince everybody else not to listen to these people. And you do that by staging a few fake shooting events and then get agents out there to claim that all the real events are also fake. It's a very simple ploy, and that's exactly how it's been done. So then you've got people out there who actually did lose relatives in some of these events that were not so fake, who then get hate mail from the independent media, so they go out in the attack against the independent media and they disseminate that information throughout the community. And these people spread this throughout the general community. You know, these are the ones who go to the country club meetings and go and do all that stuff that all these people in the Matrix do. And they all chat amongst each other. And these are the ones who go out and vote and do all these things and support the government and actually allow the system to run. And these are the people we are attempting to get to and let them know that, hey, the system's all corrupt. It's run by pedophiles and it's run by all these people who are poisoning you with vaccines and doing all the real stuff that we're trying to get out to people. Suddenly these people think that, oh no, these are the same people who have been sending me hate mail saying my son didn't get shot in Las Vegas last week. So you can see how all this has been constructed and how all this has been put together and how this incredible polarization has taken place, because people simply don't take the time to sit back and research things properly. They jump the gun. They send out hate mail. If someone on the internet says, oh, look, this is fake and you need to send hate mail to these people, you've got potentially thousands of people out there that are going to just jump straight on that and go and do it and start mailing out hate mail and all this sort of thing. So it's all done in order to create this tension and to create this concept of what the independent media is. And I know that it happens, folks, because of the amount of hate mail that I get and the amount of gang stalking that I'm subject to. So I can only imagine what happens to these people in the general community that are actually involved in events such as the Las Vegas shootings. So this is what it's all done for, folks, to create this meme, to create this concept in the minds of the general public that that is what the independent media is. So to the general people out there, when they look at the independent media, what they think is it's just a bunch of disjointed people who take anything you tell them on as fact and send out hate mail to anybody who disagrees with them, troll the internet, create as much disturbance and division as possible, and it creates the need for internet censorship. This is where we've been led. This is exactly where it's been going. It's going exactly where it's been designed to go. And it's all been designed to bring about these changes to net neutrality, bring about internet censorship, and to squash the independent media. And, you know, you could see this coming a mile away. And many of us have been warning about this for years, but here it is. So the question is, what are we going to do about it, ladies and gentlemen? Because if these changes do go ahead and this isn't squashed and this isn't combated in the right way, then we are going to see a very, very severe change to the internet. We're going to see it become very, very difficult to get real information out to people. And we're going to see a loss of much of the freedom that we've known on the internet to this point, and a loss of a lot of the information that's already out there. You're simply not going to be able to find it anymore. You know, a lot of the sites have disappeared already, and if you do have stuff out there that you want to keep, again, I urge you to download it now, put it onto hard drives, and to put it somewhere safe, because it's going to become increasingly more difficult to get information from people and to get information out to people if we don't pay attention to what's happening around us. And it's interesting, you know, looking at things, stepping back a little bit and looking at things from a philosophical perspective, even looking at my own perspective and the perspective that I've brought to you guys for so many years. I've been sitting here saying, look, you know, just pay attention and we can do this. All we've got to do is step out of the system, blah, blah, blah. All the stuff I've said about coming into your personal power, the fact that you are the solution, non-compliance and all this sort of stuff. And with all the negative information that I've brought to people, I've always attempted to keep it empowering, and I've sometimes got very frustrated that I'm not seeing the change in the world. And I've wondered why. I've always wondered why people are not prepared to simply stand up and take responsibility for themselves and hold the politicians to account. And this recent trip to the Amazon, where I was faced with a situation that I really couldn't control, as I said at the start of the show, getting there, the amount of trouble that I went to get there, and then to go there to be confronted with these flesh-eating parasites, this is what was there. I mean, there were these microscopic flesh-eating parasites that burrow into your skin and lay their eggs under your skin, and it's a very confrontational situation. And I got there and I'm thinking, why is this happening? Why am I dealing with this? And how come I've had to suffer such incredible pain having these things removed from me? One particular instance was, as I said, folks, was one of the most painful things, or probably the most painful thing I've ever experienced in my life, because of where this thing had attached itself. I mean, this thing had literally attached itself to a nerve ending under my big toenail and had to be removed with a needle and tweezers, and we're in the jungle and we've got no anesthetic and all you can do is go through it. and it was absolutely unbearable. In fact, a week later, I'm still feeling the echoes of the muscular spasms that it caused in my leg. And you simply have no choice, because to leave it there, it ends up being far worse. So you have no choice. You simply have to remove it. And I'm wondering what all this was about. And I'm trying to process this in the journey home, wondering what all this was about. And when I look at myself, I was there in virtually a state on the edge of having an anxiety attack, because there's these microscopic things. I don't know where they're coming from. They could be anywhere. They could be in my shoes. They could be in my clothing. One could appear on my body at any moment. I won't see it. It'll crawl in under my toenail, and then I'll be possibly subject to this incredible pain again. And I'm thinking about this on the plane, and I'm thinking about it metaphorically, and I'm thinking, well, this is why people don't act, because of the metaphorical flesh-eating parasites that they are subject to from this system. The fact that this system has a mechanism in place that controls people from so many different directions, and you never know where it's going to come from. And people are basically in a state of almost anxiety just dealing with their everyday lives. And then here I come along onto the radio show, and I'm telling them that actually underneath this, it's a lot worse than what you really think. But hey, don't feel bad about it. Here's how you can get out of it. Simply step outside of the system. And they're looking at this going, well, that's all very well for you to say that, but I'm facing this dilemma whereby I have all of these tiny little things that are happening in my life, each one which could affect me in a major way. And if I try to combat it, I'm going to be subject to enormous pain. The pain of the legal system, the pain of having to deal with this society, the pain of having to deal with the social system, the power of dealing with peer group pressure, of being ostracized by my peers, of all sorts of things that people have to deal with. And you look at the government, it's almost like this flesh-eating parasite that's embedded itself in our control mechanism, in the management of our infrastructure, that has gone out and laid these larvae in the minds of people, whereby it's bred these mechanisms of control within people's minds, and people simply don't know how to deal with it, and they are basically living in a state of virtual anxiety themselves. They're just living on the edge of being in a state of panic very often when people find out just how bad the system is and what's really coming. They look at it and they just go, well, why are you telling me this information if you don't have the solution? And how can you tell me that I'm the solution when I'm just in this state of anxiety and I can't deal with the situation and all I want to do is run away? Because when I was in the Amazon and I had these flesh-eating parasites around me, I couldn't think about anything. I couldn't think about how to bring you a radio show. I had to cancel any interviews I had. I had to basically cancel anything I wanted to do with my life and simply vacate the area. I had to run away. There was no other option that I had. I simply couldn't be there because I wasn't able to function in that environment and be able to think about anything else. All I could think about was the fact that these tiny microscopic things were around the place, and that if one of them got on me, it had the potential to cause me some of the worst pain I've ever experienced in my life. And that's basically what people are dealing with when looking at the system. And it's a really interesting analogy, looking at it metaphorically. It really grounded me. It really brought me back to earth and really helped me realize what people are dealing with in their everyday lives. See, my problem with all of the stuff that I've attempted to bring you over the years, as relative as I may feel much of it is, I have to admit that I have always lived on the outside of the system. I've never really been part of the whole thing. I've never owned a house. I've never had a regular job. I've never done a lot of the things that people have done through their lives. I've been a very free spirit. I've just kind of bounced around the world and just bounced around the place, and it's the way I've always lived my life. I've actually found it to be very cheap to be able to do this. It's actually a lot more expensive for me to stay in one spot and to have a roof over my head than it is to just be bouncing around the world. So I've always lived on the outside of things, and I've viewed things from a particularly unique perspective, and I've attained, I suppose, a certain set of life skills which has enabled me to be able to do this and be quite fine with it. I don't know too many people that could handle traveling and just being as nomadic as I've been most of my life. And it's given me a kind of a unique perspective whereby I can bring information to you, because I've been able to view society from the outside looking in. But I have to admit at this point, it's actually quite difficult for me to imagine what it must be like for someone who is embedded within the system and has had these things implanted in their minds, these larvae that have been implanted in their minds by the flesh-eating parasite that is government and is this legal system. This is kind of what this experience in the Amazon has brought to me. It's really grounded me into what people are dealing with in society, and I know that's kind of a weird analogy and it's a weird way of looking at it, but that's kind of the perspective that it's given me. And so I do apologize to many people who may have thought that I've been a little bit blasé and airy-fairy and utopian in my way of thinking. It's just that it's the way I've always lived my life and it's always worked for me, and I've always found it difficult to be able to comprehend why other people can't simply step outside of the system and live in the flow the way I've always been able to do. But even in saying that and even requesting that people do that, I mean, as I said, it's never been about bringing the system down. What it's about is transparency. What it's about is ignoring those elements within the system that cause you to step outside your moral compass. We don't want to bring the system crashing and burning to the ground and expect the phoenix to rise from the ashes, because it's a pipe dream. It's not going to happen. We want the system here. We want elements within the system to stay here, because elements of the system are very, very beneficial to civilization, to free thought, to the free flow of information. I mean, what would we do without the internet? And again, this is about to change because we're about to lose net neutrality, so we need to look at that. But we don't want to bring the system down. What we want is transparency. We want honesty. If we're going to have government at all, then we want honest government. Or else we want a system that will function in an anarchistic way whereby people are free to govern themselves. Voluntarism. I mean, that would be the way to do it. But again, that's going to take at least two or three generations, at least, to be able to educate a society back to a point where they are even capable of such a thing. So the system's here, and we have to deal with it. We have to deal with the fact that the system is here, and it's very likely here to stay. What we have to deal with is what sort of a system we want. And what we need is a system that is transparent, a system that is honest, a system that doesn't function according to economic parameters, a system that serves humanity, not serves the ruling kakistocracy at the top, a system that does not serve corporate rule over the airwaves and corporate rule over the internet, which is what this whole net neutrality thing is doing. You know, we have a real opportunity to make a decision here, but we have to get involved in that decision and realize what we're facing and realize what the real solutions are. Again, it's non-compliance, but only non-compliance to that which causes you to step outside your moral compass. You know, we don't have to obey all of these ridiculous pieces of legislation that are coming in. We certainly don't need to subject our children to this ridiculous education system that is designed to turn them into one of 34 different genders. I mean, there are only two genders, folks. I don't care what you say you are, what title you construct for yourself. I'm not going to use it because I don't use made-up words. You know, there are only two genders. If you're wondering which one you are, then go and pull your pants down and have a look between your legs. You'll soon find out which one you are. You can claim to have any type of sexual orientation and claim to enjoy whatever activities you claim to enjoy, but that doesn't change the gender that you are, and there are only two. And guess what? That's the way it is. It's called human biology, and things don't change because you decide you want to be something different to what you are. And I can decide that I want to be a tree if I want to and stand in the one spot for the rest of my life and let my hair grow mole, but it doesn't make me one. All of this stuff is just designed to polarize people and to keep them arguing about nothing, keep them arguing about different aspects of their personality and changing the real concept of what respect actually is. They've done this with a lot of concepts of our society, folks. They've changed the meaning of what respect is. They've certainly changed the meaning of what tolerance is. And they've very much led us away from any independent thought of any real concept of what it means to be human, and they're working hard to lead us further and further away. You know, it's a really, really interesting place we find ourselves in at the moment in the 21st century, and it's anybody's guess as to which direction we're going to go. Again, it's been a real wake-up call coming back here to Australia with everything that I went through in the Amazon and applying that to the society. It's really helped me understand the way people think in society and what people are facing, and it really made me see the need to look after this place as well. You know, Australia is so beautiful. It is so beautiful here. It really is. You know, having traveled overseas for the last 11 months, I've been to a lot of really beautiful places, a lot of beautiful places in Europe and in the United States and in South America. But as beautiful as they are, they don't have this incredible beauty that Australia has, the space, the freedom, the nature. It's just really remarkable how green the place was. It was almost like it was welcoming me home. And there is a real need to address the situation here in Australia, and I really do intend to pay attention to it. And there are many things that we can do, folks. Even stuff that I've brought you recently, the In Power movement, these sorts of things can make a difference. You know, it's just getting involved. It's things that will empower you on the ground and help you stand up against the system and realize that we don't want to bring the system crashing down at all. We just want to see transparency in government. We want to see honesty in government. We want to see the human race being allowed to reach its full potential and to not be led down the garden path the way we're being led into this control grid under the guise of protecting us from terrorism, which is exactly what's happening. And the government is staging all these terror attacks themselves. We know they are, folks, and it's all been such a play. The whole fake news meme, the whole fake shooting meme, all of these things have been a play. You know, if you can step back and look at it, it's all been a play. All the finger pointing, you know, it's the Jews, it's the Jesuits, it's this, it's that. And look, we know who it is, folks. We know it's all of these elements. It's all of the above and more, and it's all been divided and polarized to keep us arguing amongst each other and pointing the finger at each other. It's all elements of the CIA and the NSA and the drug program and the secret this and the secret that. We know what it is. We just have to stop pointing the finger and realize, like I keep saying, it's us that hold it up. And even if you are in a state of frustration in this system, if you stop complying with anything that causes you to step outside your moral compass and help people in your community around you while you're doing it, you're going to find that you'll make a difference. You know, if you help people and you develop friendships with people and you start doing the right thing by people, then people start to ask questions as to why they are required to step outside their moral compass all the time. You know, people want to do the right things. Many people do want to do the right thing. Many people are forced to do the wrong thing simply because of the economic viability of doing the wrong thing. It's far more attractive to do the wrong thing and to apply a business sense to your dealings and to obey the corporate parameters than what it is to simply do the right thing, to feed the homeless person on the steps, to ask the council why they're putting spikes on the steps to prevent the homeless people from sleeping there. Indeed, why are they creating homeless people to begin with? Why are there homeless people in modern society? You know, we should be asking this question rather than moving the homeless people on. How come you can spend $10 million on fireworks or $100 million on fireworks for New Year's Eve, and yet we've got homeless people all through the major city areas? What's going on here? Don't you think we've got a little bit of shift of priorities going on, and we need to be spending this $100 million on shelter for the people that society has discarded due to your economic parameters? Perhaps we should be asking these sorts of questions. The problem is that we just don't ask the questions because it's just like these little flesh-eating parasites. There's so many other things to deal with. There's so many other things that we have to pay attention to just to keep our head above water, just to keep our head from falling beneath the waves of what this system has done to us. And it's all been done by design. But don't lose hope, folks, because there is a way out. But again, it comes with the people. It comes with you empowering yourself and really knowing who and what you are, and simply standing up, asking the right questions, and refusing to step outside your moral compass. Do that, and you'll make all the difference in the world. Well, we're getting very close to the end of the show here again today, folks. Again, just a free thought flow today. Sorry I didn't have anything prepared and kind of got this show to you in the nick of time, but I'm glad to bring you one anyway, and it is good to be back in Australia, and I should be able to bring you some regular, more grounded shows now that I'm back here for a couple of months. Again, I will be speaking at Anacapulco in Mexico in February. If you want to get a ticket to that, you'll find a link on the website. You can use the coupon The Crow House and you'll get a discount to that ticket. I believe I'll be doing a combo workshop in Hawaii again in March. You'll find details to that on The Crow House when the details become available to me. I will keep you posted of any other events that are coming up, but I do not plan to do any more speaking events after the event in Mexico in February. And I've got a little bit of stuff I have to do after the workshop in Hawaii, and then I plan on getting back to Peru and spending a little bit of time there once the environment is a little bit more conducive to human habitation. I certainly don't want to go through what I was going through while I was there last time. But again, I think there was a lesson in that for me, so it was worth going through anyway. There's always a silver lining in everything that happens, folks. You just have to look for it, but it's usually there. But again, folks, we've pretty well reached the end of the show. So thank you for joining me on the air today. Thank you to all those who continue to support the website. I'm sorry the shows have been so few and far between lately. I do have a whole bunch of interviews coming up, so there's going to be a whole bunch of stuff that comes out pretty soon. So we'll be back to the normal flow of things. Thank you for bearing with me through all this. Thank you for the support that you've given me. Thank you for all the kind emails. Thank you, thank you, thank you to my Patreon supporters. Again, you are the only people who make all of this possible and keep this show on the air. I couldn't do any of this without you, so I cannot thank you people enough. But that is it for me, ladies and gentlemen. We are now completely out of time. I will look forward to speaking to you again next week. Please take very good care until then. In Lakesh.